T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Roger Clemens is one of the greatest pitchers of my lifetime and one of the greatest pitchers of all time. They both belong in the Hall of Fame. And if you want to say that they cheated by using performance-enhancing drugs, I will say fine, but I don't care. I don't care. I mean, I put it on the plaque if you need to put it on the plaque to explain it, but I don't care.
Mm-mm.
Barry Bonds never broke a baseball rule. That's a fact. Never broke a baseball rule. He never failed a drug test. Once baseball changed the rules. When he was, quote, cheating, he wasn't actually cheating, because you can't cheat unless you break a rule. There was no rule against it. It'd be like if there was no rule about walking with a basketball, you could just pick it up and walk with it. But there's a rule against that, so you can't do that. When you do it, they blow the whistle. They take the ball from you, they give it to the other team. There was no rule against taking performance-enhancing drugs. And if you want to argue, yeah, but it was against the law, okay, fine. But in the 1950s, when every hitter was taking amphetamines, it wasn't against the rules, but it was against the law. They were still taking them. So what law did Barry Bonds break that Mickey Mantle didn't? What rule did Barry Bonds break that Mickey Mantle didn't? And I'm just saying Mickey Mantle, it could be anybody. It just, you're holding one era accountable in a place where you didn't hold another era accountable.
Sure.
Perhaps the clear is different than Greeny's, but they're both, by definition, things baseball players took to make them better at baseball. Why punish Barry Bonds when you didn't punish anybody from the 50s or the 60s or the 70s? Joe Sheehan, who joins me on the show every once in a while, has made this point before. The baseball players have always been taking things to make them better at baseball. Always. It goes back to the 1800s. It's just at some point, after McGuire and Sosa, we decided to change the rules on them. The baseball players didn't start cheating. We decided we want you to stop doing that thing. And now you're holding one of the greatest hitters and one of the greatest pitchers out of the Hall of Fame when you wouldn't have done it to the same pitcher and hitter in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s. It's ridiculous. I hope one day they get this right. I don't know if they will.
I don't know.
But because Bonds and Clemens will be back on the ballot next year. I don't know if they'll get it right, but the idea that there is a museum dedicated to the greatest baseball players of all time and Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds aren't in there is just, it's beyond stupid. Fix it someday.
Story number 4.
Ugly story out of Seattle. Chad Wheeler, who is somebody I'd never heard of before yesterday, has been arrested and charged with felony assault, domestic violence, after he was accused of choking his girlfriend until she was left unconscious. And according to her, he thought he killed her.
Mm-hmm.
She said he asked her to bow to him, which seems wild. She refused, and he beat her up. This guy's an offensive tackle, and she weighs 145.
Yeah, the pictures are gross.
There's pictures of her face, and she's unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture of, hey, this is what she looks like on a normal day, and this is what she looks like after Chad Wheeler beat her up, and she's unrecognizable. To the Seahawks' credit, they have already, he's gone. He got nothing to do with their team anymore. That's over with within the past couple of hours. But she said what was the scariest part, besides being beaten nearly to death, was that he just left her on the bed and went into the kitchen. And she said she walked into the kitchen, and he was like eating soup or cereal, something out of a bowl, just calmly eating, having a meal. And he looked at her and said, oh, you're alive? He thought he had killed her. and was just like having a bowl of something and then was going to do whatever he was going to do. So obviously he'll never play in the NFL again. Perhaps he'll never come out of a jail cell again. Just an ugly, ugly story. I don't know if you even want to see the pictures of this young woman, but they're out there, and it is a horrific image. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure thing. We can help you replace those wipers. If yours are squeaking or streaking, it's probably time. We've got a wide selection of wipers that can stand up to any weather, including the right ones for your make and model. We've even got more ways to get them fast, like our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
It just keeps getting bigger. The jackpot for Tennessee Cash is now over $560,000. The next drawing is tonight, so stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and make your play today. It's your cash, Tennessee. Come and get it.
Encore flavor.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today, starting at only $5.99 per person.
Hey, it's Chris Michaels, and if there's a project around your home, Lucius Complete Home can get it done. They're a Christian family-owned business and have been in the Memphis area for over 35 years, and they have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Lucius Complete Home can do it all, whether it's wood replacements, energy-efficient window replacements, remodeling rooms, garages, kitchen remodeling, countertops. They can do it all at Lucius Complete Home. For all your home improvement needs, call Lucius Complete Home at 901-509-9082 or online at golucius.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
So what if you made the rules? You'd probably make ice cream mandatory for breakfast, maybe decide mullets were fashionable again. And if you were in charge of your wireless plan, you'd most likely do something to save yourself a bunch of money. Well, you're in luck, because when you get Xfinity Mobile and Xfinity Internet together, you can save up to $300 a year on your wireless bill. And with Xfinity Mobile, you can choose the perfect data option for each person using it, from unlimited to shared data or a mix of each, all on one plan. Hey, you're the one making the rules here. Get Xfinity Mobile and Internet together for just $40 a month. You'll get Internet for 12 months with a one-year agreement and mobile with our 1 gig wireless data option. Go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay ins 2/21/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Xfinity Internet required.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and by now you should know it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookson, 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So if the question is, well, how do you have a barbecue restaurant that serves world championship barbecue? The easiest way, I imagine there's multiple ways, but certainly the simplest way is to have an owner who is an eight-time world champion. Obviously, the barbecue's great at Memphis Barbecue Company. It goes without saying. But if you're not into barbecue for whatever weird reason, the menu is all over the place. They've got something for everybody. Fried catfish, grilled salmon, chicken, smoked wings, burgers. Trust me, there is something for you to get at Memphis Barbecue Company. The ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give you fresh from the cooker quality, regardless of the time, being there at 11 a.m. or 9:30 at night. You're going to have fresh ribs if that's what you want to eat. Everything on the menu is of the highest quality. And you can see that menu at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com. You can make a pickup order or you can dine inside. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis. Just take 55 South to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. It's right there. You can actually see the sign from the interstate, so it's easy to get to, easy to find. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
You see these lines at the Pipkin Building? What are we doing over there in Shelby County with our vaccinations? It seems to be problematic for folks.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on speaker so I can read this while I'm doing this. We have a listener named Julie Bardos, right? You're aware of her, right?
Of course.
On Twitter. Okay. So she sent me a DM that says the following. But listen to this. Things people need to know about getting COVID vaccination. There is only one porta potty. If you are elderly, it can be a hike, and the car you have left isn't where it was when you left. I don't understand what you're doing out of the car. I don't really understand it. If you can take more than one person,
I think what she was saying there is that if you have to get out to go to the porta potty, then when you go back to your car might have advanced in the line, so it's further away than it otherwise would be. Maybe.
If you can take more than one person to help them on shot day, it's really helpful. If you are by yourself, forget it. You are not going to be able to get out because line constantly moves. I see. That's it. You're not going to be able to use the one porta potty. Also, bring your medication. You'll be there a while. I was there 4 hours first day, 5 the second. If you're elderly and can't travel far by foot, make them wear a diaper. Bring food and something to keep you entertained if you don't like sports radio. Well, that's crazy, but whatever. It's a long day. These elderly need to be prepared. I was lucky to be able to take all of mine. Regards. And that's insanity, Gary.
Insanity. Like, she tweeted us earlier and said that she left to take her family to get the COVID vaccines, listening to the Jeff Calkins Show, and got through getting the vaccines while listening to the Gary Parris Show. For people who are unfamiliar, Jeff's show starts at 9 and mine starts at 4. It's a long time.
Well, and the really embarrassing thing is that this clearly means that Tennessee is well behind Mississippi in this regard, Gary.
Well, that's the thing. And, like, my buddy Justin Moore, sent us a note last night. Like, he waited in line all day with his grandparents, and apparently, like, they were just, hey, we're out of vaccines. Like, if you were waiting in line at Taco Bell for 7 hours for a cheesy gordita crunch, and they're like, hey, we're closed. We don't have cheesy gordita crunches. You'd be disappointed, but even more disappointed about vaccines, possibly, depending on how much you love cheesy gordita crunches. In Mississippi, my appointment was at 9. Naturally, I showed up late at 9:05. I had the shot in my arm at 9:45. I was back home by 10:10.
I just don't understand any way. Now, it's funny. Like, I was listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey later on today, and they checked back, and Justin Moore or someone said that, in the end, it was because the folks just decided to leave. They didn't actually run out of vaccines. The folks who were putting it in arms decided to leave, that he was updating it. But whatever.
Yeah, you can't do that to people, by the way. You can't just leave.
The whole thing is just freaking insane. Like, I really don't understand what – there must be something difficult about it. But you have these vaccines. You have people make their appointments. They come for their appointments. You put the vaccine in their arm. Like, it's – it only takes so long to put a vaccine. I really don't understand why we're bungling this one so badly.
I'm telling you this, as somebody who has been through the experience, there was nothing difficult about it in DeSoto County. Nothing. And in fact, I had a friend go yesterday or today, and she told my wife this, so I'm hearing it secondhand, but I mean, it's the truth, that it was it took 30 minutes. It was no problem. And they have moved the DeSoto County vaccinations from the DeSoto County Health Department, which is where I went last week. They've now moved them to the Lander Center. And the past 2 days, I've drove past the Lander Center, and it's like five cars in line, which means that it's going swiftly, but it suggests they don't have as much vaccine as they need right now in DeSoto County because it's very hard to get an appointment. This is my understanding of the current state of things in DeSoto County. It's very hard to get an appointment. But if you get an appointment, the getting the shot part is simple and fast.
That's too bad. I mean, by the way, I think there's not enough. I mean, I've seen stories about how, relatively speaking, where Shelby County ranks in terms of availability of vaccines in the state, and it is very low. So I think that's an issue, too. But it just shouldn't be that complicated. You should. I really, for the life of me, don't understand. It's embarrassing.
Right.
That literally you're making the elderly wait for 8 hours in a car and strap on a diaper in case they have to haul ass across the parking lot to get to a porta potty. It's just a single porta potty. I mean, this is.
Well, that's the part, like,
lunacy.
Like, you know, I would get frustrated. This never happens now because I've got the greatest doctor in the world. But I can remember at times, like, you make a doctor's appointment, right? And your appointment's at 10 a.m. And so you show up at 10 a.m. And then you sit there for an hour. I'm like, you know what? Just tell me my appointment's at 11 then. Like, why do I have to sit here for an hour? Same thing with these vaccine appointments. Like, if you can't handle X amount of people at 10 a.m.,
don't let them make the appointment.
Don't let them make the appointment. Yeah. Like, you'll make it where, at this point, you should know how swiftly you can move people through this. And if you can only get through eight cars an hour, well, then
book eight cars an hour.
That's
if you want, book nine and go really crazy.
Like, yeah,
you know, whatever.
If it takes 5 minutes to get a car through there, then book the appointments. This one's at 10. This one's at 10:05. This one's at 10:10. Then it's at 10:15. Somebody smarter than I can figure it out, I would hope. But I can just tell you what – or how about this? Pick up the phone and call my guys down in DeSoto County because I went there, and I told you last week, I came out of that process incredibly encouraged.
Heartened, yeah.
Because it went – I mean, I pulled up and I got in line, and the line was – you know, it looked like you were in a Chick-fil-A line. You know, you're kind of far back, but it felt organized and everything was fine. They walk up and they say, do you have an appointment? And I say, yes. And they say, can I see your appointment on your phone? And I showed it to them. And they said, I think they asked for a driver's license, and I showed them that. And then they asked for something else, and I said, I don't know if I have that, but I can try to find it. They said, no, it's okay. We'll be able to tell if it's legit or not. And then they brought me a sheet of paper, and I had to fill out one sheet of paper, which took 30 seconds because it's just check the box, check the box, check the box, sign it, handed it back to them, and then they give me a card, and they say, you're going to be getting the Pfizer vaccine. This is the earliest date you can get your second vaccine. Try to make that appointment as soon as possible. In fact, you can make it on your phone right now if an appointment is available right now. And other than that, just stay in line. And 30 minutes later, I had the shot. It could not have gone smoother. And so I do not know why 20 minutes to the north in Shelby County, it's a disaster because I've seen it work well.
Yeah, I don't. It does not speak well of the folks who are organizing things there. And honestly, the truth is, so it was a disaster yesterday, right? Once they know it's a disaster yesterday, you should be able to fix it so that it's not a disaster today.
Right.
You know, whatever you were doing, like, don't do that again. Like, fix it. It just doesn't seem to be. I mean, there are certain things in this world, like, you know, how do we get rid of poverty, Gary? You know, how do we make sure that, you know, kids in this community are educated appropriately? Like, there's some big thorny issues and challenges and problems that, oh boy, that's a tough one. You know, we're going to be wrestling that one for the years, and it's going to be hard to figure it out. This one should not be hard to figure out. It's a 5 minute. How long did the actual of putting it in your arm take, the whole thing?
5 minutes. Like, you know, you pull in, they had a tent that was basically big enough to have three vehicles in there back to back to back. So they were basically vaccinating three cars at a time. So you know, when it was time for you to go, it's just like picking up your kids at elementary school is what it felt like. You pull up, like right. I was the third car in my group of three. So it was a car and then another car behind them, and then I was behind them. And then somebody in uniform, United States Army, you know, they pull up, they walk up, and they ask, you know, you roll your window down, and they say, "May I open your door?" And I say, "Of course." And they say, "Okay, you know, are you fine with your left arm? Because you're on the left side." I said, "Yes, that's fine." And they said, "Okay, just relax your arm, and you might not even feel this." And I didn't even feel it. And then they, you know, put a Band-Aid on it and told me to drive and sit in the parking lot for 15 minutes. That was it. It probably once I was
I just
in,
don't get how you can be off by 6 hours.
Yeah, when I was in the tent, when I was actually in the tent, I was probably in the tent 5 minutes. I don't understand why it's so complicated in Shelby County.
I mean, like the doctor's appointments, by the way, that was frustrating in this universe. Like if you went to a restaurant and you had a reservation for 7 and they said, "Yeah, we can get you in at 10:30, or you'd be outraged. You'd say, "Well, what kind of operation are you running?" And it used to be, I mean, it certainly was. I know you have the greatest doctor in the world now, but a lot of doctor's offices would feel like that. It doesn't really feel like that for my doctor either. So maybe generally things have improved. But at least there you can say, "Oh, my gosh, right in front of me they had a really complicated case, and I had to spend a lot more time with that person and whatever else." This is just putting a shot in someone's arm.
Right.
It's just a, you know, so it makes no sense to me. By the way, in terms of at Taco Bell, what you said if you were waiting at Taco Bell, what were you ordering at Taco Bell?
I would order a cheesy gordita crunch. Most.
Well, I bring this up because I went to Taco Bell today.
Good for you.
And I have a question, mm-hmm. a moral dilemma. I went to Taco Bell and I ordered a bean burrito, large Diet Pepsi, and something on the dollar menu that's like a cheesy, it was some kind of a taco chicken thing, right? Okay. And I go through the line and they hand me the Diet Pepsi, large Diet Pepsi. And you know how they do it, at least the one that I go to, I have my own personal Taco
sure.
Bell. They have this tray and they put the bag in the tray and you reach in and I go and I put in the parking lot and I open it up. And it is a bonanza in there, Gary. It is not my order. It is someone else's order, and they are hungry. And there's three Doritos Tacos Locos or whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
Three of those.
Doritos Locos Tacos.
There's like two cheesy Gordita Crunches.
Woo!
And then there's fries. I've never had the fries.
Jackpot.
Oh, the nacho fries.
Oh, my gosh. Those are incredible.
And the nacho fries.
Dip them in the cheese.
And so at that moment, there's really two questions. One, what do you do? Like, you know, you can't in the age of COVID return it anyway, right?
I think they would probably be obligated at Taco Bell if they were playing by the rules. They would discard that order and make a fresh
They'd
order for somebody
just
else.
They'd probably have you keep that and then give you your original order
right.
too, right?
Right. I would assume. That way, I would assume
you know
that
I
is
did?
What they
I
would.
I just dug yeah. in. I wasn't going to eat that yeah. much. I just dug in and ate it all because that's the second question. Are you obligated? It's in the bag, and you're in the car, and you're pulled over. Like, are you obligated to eat it all?
I
consider myself yes. I ate it all, and I didn't say anything to anyone. And I honestly wasn't happy about it because I didn't want to eat that much, but I didn't see what choice I had.
That's the problem. Like, I am a eat everything person.
Right,
like,
yeah.
like I don't want to eat everything, so I will order. I order
it's
lightly.
It's right there in the bag, Gary. It's in the bag.
But once it's in the bag, it's over with. You know,
mm-hmm.
like I run into these problems at home all the time. I made lunch today for me because I was planning not to go anywhere and get lunch, and I was the only one at home, so I made lunch for me. And then at 2 o'clock, I go pick up Oliver. Kelly goes picks up Lou, and they brought home lunch. So now there's a half of a chicken wrap left over. So now I'm eating a second lunch. Why? Because it's just sitting there on the counter.
It's there, yeah.
It's there. I can't turn it down when it's right in front of me, but I didn't want it. And so at Taco Bell, I got to be real careful. I try to limit myself to two items. I get two things. Because if I get four things, I will eat all four.
Well, here's the thing. I got two things, Gary, and they gave me, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you count the fries, and 3 Doritos Willow Locos tacos, 2 chicken burrito things, and I ate it all.
That, I would have too. I would have done the same thing you did, and then I would have rationalized it by saying, listen, I didn't want to order all this and eat all this, but like it's here
That's
now,
exactly
so
it.
So I might as well eat it. And then it's the second I got done, I would go, God, I hate myself. I hate myself yeah. after I go by Taco Bell and I feel great about it, and then I hate myself immediately.
I wouldn't have hated myself if I had only eaten what I ordered. But anyway, it was a bit of a dilemma for me today. But I'll tell you what, I didn't wait 6 hours.
There
for
you
it.
Go. Like, how about this? Yeah. I just got a tweet from Jody. Jody said, I haven't looked at the picture yet. But Jody says, I had an appointment at 3, got there at 2:50 in DeSoto County, Lander Center. Appointment was at 3, got there at 10:50, shot was in the arm at 3:30. Smooth and easy. How are we so much better at this in Mississippi than you guys?
It's really embarrassing. I mean, I hate to say this. This is really embarrassing.
Jody appears to be a him, by the way.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, I was just thinking about this. You know, it's like, I was going to say listen to Ole Miss in football, but Ole Miss in football is like pretty respectable now. It's not like that at all.
Like
Listen, Mississippi is better than Tennessee at football and at vaccinations now.
Yeah. And if you want to break it down just DeSoto County against Shelby County, we're better at crime in terms of trying to avoid it.
At what?
Crime. We're better at avoiding crime.
Oh, yeah, you are better at avoiding crime.
I mean, I'm saying we don't have it.
No, you're better at white flight. It's definitely true.
Damn.
I mean, hell, that's why it exists, for God's sakes. Yeah, that's true. Great, Gary. Go ahead.
Well, hey, who's laughing now?
You're better at taxes. You're better at low tax.
We're
no,
better
we
at taxes. We're better at we're better at affordable housing.
Right.
It is interesting. I'm seeing a letter that the governor just sent to Mayor Strickland. Jenny DiPrizio from Local 24 has it, and it's basically Bill Lee saying that it's not true that Shelby County is getting less of the vaccine than the rest of the state.
Well, guess what? Bill Lee's a liar.
Bill Lee also thinks that you don't have to wear masks.
Yeah.
That's not true. The worst thing about it is
I'm looking at the letter.
The worst thing about Bill Lee is that he says you should wear a mask. He does think you should wear a mask. He just won't do anything about it. Like that was the worst thing about it. That was the most frustrating thing about that. He'll intervene on behalf of football, but he won't intervene and use the power of the state to make sure people wear a mask.
No, because he's caught in this situation just like Republican leaders all over this country, where some of them are really just ridiculous and dumb. But then there are a not insignificant portion who know what the right thing is to do, but they're scared to say it because the Trump's base
backlash.
Will
yeah.
turn on them. Like that's a real thing. Republican leaders who are scared to do what they know they should do because they're
Trump didn't think the election was fraudulent, but they were just pandering.
Right.
To the lunatics.
Right. And so now here we are, and you can't even get a vaccination.
But I can't blame them for the Pipkin building. Where is the Pipkin building?
It's right there by the Coliseum and all that, right? It's probably another building we should have tore down by now.
it's too bad. I'm embarrassed.
I'm
can't blame it on the state either, I don't think. I think it's Shelby County.
I'm embarrassed for you. And for Shelby County.
Oh,
and
like, thanks. Now look at you. Now you're a proud DeSoto County.
It's taken a turn.
The tables have turned.
It's taken a turn.
Since you changed the flag, Mississippi things have been looking up. Down there.
We got rid of our racist flag. We're getting shots in arms. We're on the way up. You guys are sitting
on
in line. You guys are sitting in line
you're
for 8 hours.
Pretty soon you're going to be 48th in the state, as opposed to in the state rankings, as opposed to 50.
Yeah. We're still struggling with teen pregnancy down there, but we can get shots in arms. Like I, honest to God, think you could deliver 5,000 vaccines to the Chick-fil-A on Poplar, and they could get them in arms quicker.
Oh, dude, there's no question.
They'd get it. They'd
be
get
done
it done
in an hour.
They follow that silver Toyota. You're right behind that silver Toyota.
Yeah,
they'd
pull up. They'd put a shot in your left arm. Somebody'd hand you a spicy chicken sandwich in your right hand. It'd be perfect. Just let Chick-fil-A handle this. Pipkin building. We gave you a chance. You screwed it up. Now Chick-fil-A's in charge.
Yeah.
Talking to Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Hey, Tennessee's got a new football coach.
Yes, I saw that.
You fired up about the Josh Heupel era?
No, I mean, it's depressing, right? It's depressing because you're thinking, you know, we're going to get James Franklin. That's what happens in a lot of these searches. You think you're going to get this transformational coach, and you end up getting a guy who's just a guy. Now, it can still work. You know, it can still work. There are definitely – if you need me to – if I was a Tennessee fan and – this is how I'd feel. I'd feel, oh hell, I really wanted James Franklin. And then I'd look at Josh Heupel's record and the fact that each year at UCF was worse than the year before. I'd say, oh hell, and whatever. And then I'd look at the fact that he was fired at Oklahoma as offensive coordinator, and I'd say, oh hell. But then, because I am a relentless optimist, then I would find reasons to like him, and the reasons would be. Of course he regressed at UCF from the greatest year in program history. Like, that doesn't, you know, Boise State has never been the Boise State that they were when they beat Oklahoma or Georgia or whoever the hell it was in the bowl, you know, whatever. But they're still a great program, and you can hire the coach from there if you're Auburn and you can feel good about it, even though it's not that same stratospheric go to a New Year's Six Bowl. You're going to regress off of that, but that doesn't mean you're not a good coach. But the other thing I think I'd be able to talk myself into is at Tennessee, we've had a real problem with quarterbacks and with offense, and it's just been embarrassing. The whole SEC has changed the way it operates, and we can't freaking find a quarterback. And if you look at Josh Heupel's history, he coached Sam Bradford, he coached Drew Locke, he is obviously been successful with quarterbacks at UCF. He's an offensive guy. He's a quarterback guy. And he's certainly going to get along with the AD. So you're going to have an AD and athletic director on the same page. And let's just see if he can make us respectable first. And then we'll go from there. And so I would be able to talk myself in. I wouldn't be excited about it. In fact, I would be deflated about it when I heard that was the hire. But I could talk myself into it and believing, okay, it might not be so bad. Can't you go down with that? You down with that?
Somewhat. My official stance is I hate it, okay? How often do you get worse at your job every year and then get a better job? Think about that. The guy got worse every year and then got a better job.
That's true.
Okay, so that's not your normal trajectory. Like John Calipari's worst.
No, that's like and Dooley, sort of same thing. When you looked at Dooley's record before he got hired to Tennessee, like if you listen to a press conference, you thought he was great. But if you look at the actual record, you're like, this doesn't seem that impressive. And there's a little bit of that with Josh Heupel.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he goes 12-1 with somebody else's team, then 10-3, then 6-4. Like got worse every year, and now he's the head coach at Tennessee. That's not normally the way this stuff works. If I were trying to talk myself into it, and I do think like there might be something to this. Okay, got worse every year. That's undeniable. Danny White has a track record of making good hires, football and men's basketball. That is what he's known for. He was ranked by Stadium as one of the top five athletic directors in the country last year while at UCF based on his ability to identify successful men's basketball coaches and football coaches. He's been working with Josh Heupel for 3 years. If Josh Heupel isn't good, there's no scenario where you would bring him to Tennessee, is there? Like, you would know.
No.
You would know.
No, you wouldn't. Your job and future hinges on this hire. And, I mean, you could have hired, you know, I just compare it, you could have hired Leupold from Buffalo, right? And truth of the matter, people would have been more excited about that hire because that program has gotten better under him. And he's just enough of an unknown and apparently hasn't ever been fired from anything or whatever. Like, there you'd have kind of unconventional, but he's great at finding diamonds in the rough, and he obviously thinks Heupel's better.
Right. Okay, you know? So that's my point. Like, if you spend 3 years with somebody, you know whether they're good at their job or not. Like, I don't even want to bring this place into the conversation, but let's just say CBS Sports. I know who's good at their job and who's not good at their job. I could tell you. If I've worked with them for 3 years, I can say this person's good, this person's not as good. If you told me all the producers at CBS Sports Network you work with, who would you rehire, who would you not, I could give you the names. If you work with people for 3 years, you know who's good and who's not. If Danny White wasn't sold on Josh Heupel as being good, you just take a chance on literally anybody else,
well,
don't you?
Well, and again, it's Danny. Now, lots of people hire people they think are good, but they themselves aren't good. Ed Orgeron, obviously he had the one great year, but typically, like, the fact that he likes someone and thinks they're good doesn't necessarily give you confidence. Like, well, Ed Orgeron likes him, and so he must be good, because you think Ed Orgeron isn't necessarily good either. Or find another example of that if you like, right? Find someone who, Adam Gase, whatever, you know. Adam Gase hires you. But we're starting from the point that Danny White is good.
Right.
Like, we believe he is good. And so if someone who is good and the one thing they do best is making hires thinks this guy's good, yes, I think that speaks well of him. And I do think the quarterback stuff makes a difference. I mean, it is just very clear to me that certainly in the NFL, but even to a lesser extent in college football, it's one of the problems at Michigan that you have to be able to recruit and develop quarterbacks. And I think they have had no chance to do that over the last few years, and maybe with Josh Heupel. If you are, like Paul Heinbaum asked when he was on with Jason and John yesterday, he said, if you're a quarterback, a highly ranked quarterback in tennis, like, why would you go there? Well, now you could say you'd go there because Josh Heupel puts up 42 points a game. You know, that's what they do. They put up 42 points a game. Drew Lock was good under Josh Heupel when he was at Missouri. And so I guess, you know, I don't like it, but I think fans, the way the dynamic often goes is you just talk yourself into it until it goes bad, right? And that's certainly always been true here. I remember talking myself into Tick Price, for God's sakes, right? So that's what's going to happen. Tennessee fans are going to talk themselves into it. And then check back in 2 or 3 years, and we'll see where this is.
This is hilarious. WMC, Action News 5, just tweeted a link to a story. In Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, they were vaccinating people, and the lines were getting backed up, like Pipkin Building.
Yeah.
Do you know what the mayor did? This is a legit story.
He sent Chick-fil-A over there with sandwiches.
He called the local Chick-fil-A and asked the manager to come over and help.
It really does work.
He tweeted, his name's Will Haney. He said, he took a picture of the Chick-fil-A manager working the vaccination line. He said, this is Chick-fil-A manager Jerry Walkowiak. Donating his professional drive-through experience to help our vaccination program in Mount Pleasant today. When you need help, call the pros.
It makes all the sense. Like, Jeffrey today was saying, why don't we have the people in charge of Memphis in May do this? And honestly, it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Like, I've been in Memphis in May before, and you know, like if you do this, you're gonna have to know someone in order to get a vaccination. You know, it's going to rain like hell. I didn't think Memphis and May were the people to put in touch with it. I think your idea is a better one. Put the Chick-fil-A. Who is better at managing a line? The Chick-fil-A. There's nobody.
I mean, like, I was.
No. A line of cars, too. It's a line of cars.
I was half joking, but a mayor in South Carolina, frustrated with the backup line, literally called Chick-fil-A and was like, can you guys come help?
Amazing.
So, I mean, now I'm not joking anymore. Call the Chick-fil-A on Poplar. Call the one on Union. Call the one down on Getwell near Aiden and Ollie. And let's get Chick-fil-A in charge. Get two Chick-fil-A employees from every local Chick-fil-A over to the Pipkin Building. Let's get this thing straight now.
Bring some chicken biscuits. Bring a big bag of biscuits.
Yeah, bring like some chicken nugget trays.
And you get your vaccination with a pickle.
Yes, vaccination with a pickle.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff Coggins, I'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Solid.
It does make sense.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, dude, the thing that is, like, when you go to Chick-fil-A, like, you don't mind sitting down in the middle of Poplar. You know it's just going to be for just a second.
It's just going to be a second.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll sit right out in the middle of Poplar. I'm not worried about anybody hitting my car.
When we were talking about this last week or whatever, I got Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich in my head. because I was telling, I was like, I will get in a Chick-fil-A line, no hesitation, because I know
that's, I don't care how long it is,
because it won't, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
A Popeye's line,
you see more than three cars,
don't do it.
Nope,
don't do. You just spent 30 minutes if you see more than three cars, right? So, I was going to go. Once I get something in my head, I have to have it. I can't stop thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
Is that addiction?
Yeah, I believe that's a form of addiction.
It might
yes.
be a form of addiction.
Yeah.
What I really do mean this. Like, if I start thinking about a food item or a clothing item, anything, if I start thinking about, you know what, I'd like a new TV in this room, I just have to go buy the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will not stop thinking.
Different things, but yes.
Because at that point, I know I'm not going to stop thinking about this till I actually buy the TV, so I might as well just go buy the TV so I can stop thinking about it. Same thing with food. So I start thinking about, we're talking about it on radio, I start telling me that spicy chicken sandwich, I say, okay, I'm going to go Popeye's and get one, because until I do, I'm going to keep thinking about it. I'm going to want to go every day until I finally do. Let's just knock it out.
Mm-hmm.
I went line literally out to the road. If I was going to get in the line, I would have to stop in the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm not doing that.
Right.
But I'm still thinking about it. So next day, I'm going to give it another shot. I went and got in line, like three or four cars. I said, you know what? I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Took forever.
It took 30 minutes.
And then you're not going to believe this.
What?
I got up to the drive-thru. Welcome to Popeye's. Can we take your order, please? I said, I would like one spicy chicken sandwich.
We're out.
We don't have those right now.
Nope.
I said, okay, I'll have normal chicken sandwich.
Sorry.
We don't have those right now.
Chick-fil-A would never.
And I just left. I just drove off. Yeah. I didn't even say, okay, give me chicken strips. I just drove off disappointed.
That's like holding in a sneeze all day.
I sat there for 25 minutes and then just drove away.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed. I came here for one thing. How do you not have a spicy chicken that you're Popeyes for crying
out
loud?
Step your game up, Popeyes.
God, how is it easier to get a vaccination than a Popeyes spicy chicken sandwich?
That's a good question.
What is going on in this country? Be back in a second.
The Fitz is at it again with a $240,000 BMW and promo cash giveaway. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11, and $2,500 at midnight, Fridays and Saturdays in January. But there's more. Two of y'all are going to win a brand new 2021 BMW X1, one on the 9th and another one on the 23rd. Two BMWs in January. Play more, win more at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. 1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Jerry reached out to Josh Hysaw to get his Cairo home sold, and since Josh's aggressive marketing is unbeatable, Jerry's home was sold in just a few days for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. He's got a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you. And understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now
now at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan, 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $3149 due at signing. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME 296,274, MSRP 20,625, Soul M77,55,682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
Skip the card. Get your action with cash at Action 24/7. Visit action247.com for a location near you. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
The Etceteras podcast, hosted by Kevin Durant and Andy Gonzalez, dives into the landmark cultural moments that have helped shape the world as we know it today. The Etceteras podcast, available on radio.com and Apple Podcasts.
Ah, buying some pretzel sticks?
Excuse me?
This is your wake-up call from TracFone Wireless.
Okay.
What if you didn't eat all those pretzel sticks by the end of the month, so this store took them back?
Good luck.
That's how some wireless companies are with your data, but TracFone Wireless gives you unlimited carryover data with active service, so you keep what you pay for. Plans start at $20 a month.
Wow, that's cool.
Sir, are you bothering the customers?
Yeah, hang on.
This is your wake-up call, people. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast.
Keeping ourselves and our families safe, never been more on our minds than it is right now. And the best way to do that is to use Germ Ready. That's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. I've got a bottle in my car right now. You should have a bottle in your car right now, and I know what you're thinking. Okay, GP, just tell me where to get it. Amazon.com. You an Amazon subscriber? Most people are. Go to Amazon.com. Get in that search engine. Type in germ-ready hand sanitizer. It'll pop right up. You can get a bottle for $10. They'll bring it right to your front door. It only takes 30 seconds to apply properly. Let me tell you how it works. You're going to take it. Sometimes with hand sanitizer, you don't know how much to take, right? One squirt, five squirt, one squirt. Squirt it. Apply it. Rub it in for 30 seconds. Your hands are going to be completely dry. If you got a little cut on your hand, you don't have to worry about it. It will not burn you. It's going to kill 99.99% of all germs. And it's going to keep killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. That's the best part. You don't have to put this on every 30 minutes, every 2 hours. You put it on once, you're set for up to 6 hours. It's fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, and safe for all skins. Buy a bottle, buy five bottles. You can do it at Amazon.com. Learn more at germready.com. That's the website. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web. germready.com. Should have mentioned this earlier when we were talking about new Tennessee coach Josh Heupel. Former Tennessee coach Jeremy Pruitt, according to Bruce Feldman, is working on a deal to join the New York Jets coaching staff. Bruce subsequently tweeted that Pruitt has also had conversations with the New York Giants. So it appears Tennessee's former coach's next career step is going to be working in the NFL, either with the Jets or the Giants, and then presumably at some point he would try to bounce back to college football the same way former Tennessee coach Butch Jones has already done. The place to celebrate the 55th edition of the big game, that's FanDuel Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, you can bet on either team and get 55 to 1 odds when Kansas City plays Tampa Bay. That's right. You can bet just $5 and win $275 if you pick the winner of the big game on February 7th. Right now, I think I'm leaning toward Kansas City because I just don't know that Tampa Bay or anybody else can keep up with the Chiefs. Either way, I promise you I'll be playing it, and the place to play it is FanDuel, which is an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. It's where I wager, and if you want to know why, here's why. Because it's easy to use, because they got fast withdrawals, because they have odds boosts and specials every single day. It's the best site available. If you haven't tried it yet, now is the perfect time. Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Gary to get started. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $275. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
It's the Start Something New sales event on now at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on the Pike, where you'll find 2020 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4-Wheel Drive, IIHS Top Safety Pick, $19,688 or $245 a month. You ready to charge up in your new 2020 Dodge Charger? We Gossett at $24,990 or $325 a month. And get Ram tough in a 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Crew Cab 4x2, just $26,740 or $349 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, 1901 Covington Pike, or shop online anytime at GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Almost finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.10% APR. Renegade LPMO 2132, MSRP 26580, Charger LH 248 214, MSRP 32860, Ram LS 156 730, MSRP 38185. Includes all rebates and incentives, PS 695, excludes tax and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
It has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard, losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
All 75 months at 3.4%. G4, MHFO1604, MSRP 17735, Sport, MU002364, MSRP 24740, Outlander LZO39486, MSRP 26630. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Start 2021 with a bang and your new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Spend less time filling up and more time getting to the things you love with the 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, 41 mpg highway, 14,994 or 179 a month. Adventure ready 2021 Outlander Sport, 19,673 or 239 a month. And Gossett Mitsubishi has the feature-filled family SUV, 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander, 21,643 or 269 a month. Not leases, you own them. Plus, you get Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Got my hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family fortune.
New Amsterdam Vodka. That's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grain. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. It's
filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And I promise you, hand to heart, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. Sometimes I see spies in there, Bennett. They're spies. They're waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
They're going, oh, I know. He's going to pick up something else. Nope. You're not going to catch me. I learned how to deal with you spies a long time ago.
Just the go-to.
I had a guy one time get behind me in line. He's like, I was wondering if you was actually going to pick up New Amsterdam. I said, what do I tell you on the radio? I tell you, I buy it by the case. What am I holding right now? Holding the case of New Amsterdam, big boy bottles. You can usually get the big boy bottles for less than $20 at most places. It's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. They got flavored vodkas as well. Watermelon, apple, lemon, coconut. If you don't see the flavor you like at your favorite store, ask for it. They can get it for you. Gluten-free vodka, they got it. Not every vodka company makes a gluten-free vodka, but New Amsterdam does. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we spent the opening segment talking about the Memphis Tigers. Another nice win last night. That's 3 in a row where they look competent on offense. Past 3 games, they're 32 of 64 from three-point range. That's 50%. They're not going to keep that up. But can they shoot somewhere between 36 and 40% consistently going forward? If so, and you limit the turnovers, up the assist, this is a team that's good enough to finish second in the AAC and make a run in an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. Big opportunity tomorrow night. SMU on the road. That's a quad one opportunity. If they win it, they'll be back to 500 in the first 2 quadrants with only 1 loss outside of those. So we'll spend a lot of time tomorrow setting that up.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I guess the biggest game is in the NBA, and it's Lakers and Sixers. Our king, LeBron James, back on the court after murdering the Cleveland Cavaliers 2 nights ago. It's Lakers enter with a 14-4 record, 10-0 away from Staples Center. Sixers are 12-6, 9-1 inside the Wells Fargo Center. So tonight, the Lakers are 4-point favorites. The total is 222.5. Tip is scheduled for 6:30, and you can watch it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
You know what, Bennett? I was going to ask you this question. Because
mm-hmm.
I finished up season 3 of Cobra Kai.
Okay.
And I approve. I don't need all the big fight scenes that they're starting to have. Mm-hmm. Feels like season 1 didn't really have that as much as season 2 and season 3.
Okay.
But in general, if you grew up on The Karate Kid, they're doing really well with this series.
Yep.
Now I'm looking for something else to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched Bridgerton yet?
My wife has.
Does she love it?
She loves it.
I read today that Bridgerton is Netflix's biggest original hit ever.
Yeah, it's not... I wouldn't watch it.
Why?
It's like, you know what it is? It's like Gossip Girl in the 1800s, or whenever, to say in the 1700s. That's what it's like. It's not like, I don't know. It's not the most...
It's not for you.
It's not the most thoughtful television programming you've ever seen, in my opinion.
The reviews are good.
I get why it's entertaining, and I get why people love it. I'll say that.
When you say Gossip Girl, what do you mean by that? I mean, I know that Gossip Girl was a show, but I didn't watch Gossip Girl, so I don't know what that would imply.
It's like there's like all this God, what's the best way to put it? Like, Gossip Girl's about like little dramas going on between different factions of people and the cool kids and the not cool kids.
I like drama.
It's kind of like that. But
I like drama between kids.
I don't know. It's just, it wasn't for me. It wasn't for me.
I was thinking about giving it a run.
I don't know if you'd like it, GP. Give it a run.
I think they...
Give it a run. Give it a watch. I want to know what you think, because it is original. I'll say that.
Netflix said that I believe 82 million people have watched Bridgerton. But the way they count that is that you only have to click on it and watch 2 minutes, and that means you've watched Bridgerton. So it's probably not actually 80 mm-hmm. million people, but it is tens of millions of people, and it is their most popular show they say they've ever had. So maybe I'll give it a run. I tell you what, you text me tonight and you tell me your wife's answer to this question.
Okay.
How many episodes will I need to watch before I know if I hate it or like it?
Okay, I got you.
Because when I started Succession,
I knew I was going to like it after one episode.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like something I had to get into. I knew I was going to like it after one episode. When I started Billions, I knew I was going to like it very quickly. Give me the number of episodes I got to stay committed to before I can make a call on it, and I'll give it a shot whenever I lose some of these jobs.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Because I'm busy and I'm tired. Whew. It's tough being on TV till midnight and then having to be back on at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was like, CBS Sports Network and CBS Sports HQ need to communicate a little better.
They do need to talk to each other, yeah.
Hey, if you guys are keeping GP till midnight, maybe we don't need to take him at 7 a.m. So it's been a long day, but I'm fine. What do you need to read? My colleague Kyle Boom over at CBSSports.com listed the 10 national title contenders in his mind and identified their fatal flaw. Houston is one of the teams, that team in the AAC. So if you're wondering why Gonzaga or Baylor or somebody else might not win the national championship or might not make a Final Four, go read that, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday. Is that right? Thursday.
That's right.
Okay. So what is on tap for tomorrow?
We got Memphis SMU.
Can't wait for that.
Mm-hmm.
Big one. Big opportunity, Big Bet Bennett.
Yep. We need that one. Do we need that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.